This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
And this is going to be a shoot-the-wad, cavalcade, smorgasbord.
Halloween.
Just want to say it's the Don and Mike Show. Joe, come on in here.
Yeah, it's our Halloween 3D spectacular. The best makeup you're about to see ever on radio. Don and I are going to be changing into different costumes every break.
Right now we're dressed, of course, in High School Musical.
Yes.
Meow! Hi, Joe. All right, there's Joe, who's dressed as the lovable tiger.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be out doing his trick or beer. And we're going to play some tapes, and then we'll come to you right as soon as we get done with our fun stuff here. So you go to a neighborhood.
It's a very innocent costume he's got.
And be safe, Joseph.
I will.
Don't let anybody shoot you.
And because of this wacky time change, we get an hour of extra Joe daylight this year.
Very exciting.
For trick or beer.
That's true. All right.
Okay, we'll get out of here.
Okay.
How would you describe that outfit, Mike? That's a life-size.
He's wearing what would appear to be your standard mascot for a tiger team. And of course, he is not wearing the mascot head. He has face-painted himself and spray-painted his hair black so that he has the whiskers like a small child would get at a carnival. That's what he's wearing, and he's looking very, very festive.
He's looking
very innocent this year.
He looks like a child who's been face-painted.
He looks like a face-painted child. I think, all right, would you like a prediction?
Yes.
I believe he will have his most successful, and I'm not going to say houses occupied, because, you know, that plays into it.
Yeah.
But as far as when someone's at the door, he will have his most successful Halloween ever, because he looks like somebody you'd want to give a beer to.
Not only that, he's enthusiastic
because
he's excited.
Mm-hmm. He's excited now because he likes to dress up.
He likes makeup.
That was him being excited.
Mm-hmm.
That's
as excited as he gets.
That's true.
I got you. All right, well, let's start the show. So Joe is going to be out doing trick or beer, and now a little tribute to Halloween.
Bye-bye, guys.
But our microphones will still be open. Just going to kind of shoot the wire.
I am William Castles, the director of the motion picture you're about to see.
Say there.
I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions which the actors on the screen will feel, will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history.
Picture.
By certain members of this audience.
In the theater.
Halloween kids.
I say certain members because some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others.
I love this guy.
These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly.
Sensations.
Don't be alarmed. You can protect yourself.
Don't be alarmed, Don.
At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming.
Ooh.
Oh, jock itch.
Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got.
Ah.
Because the person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming,
close
too.
Shaver.
Remember this.
Yes?
A scream at the right time.
Scream.
May save your life.
Save your life.
Academy Award winner Cloris Leachman never smoked a cigar or wore a wart before she made Young Frankenstein, and now you can't keep her away from them. Madeline Kahn was forced to do things in Young Frankenstein that she would never do in her own apartment.
What?
Young Frankenstein is considered by some to be the best motion picture ever made, and this is some signing off.
Rated PG.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks, Fabio.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines?
Oh, yeah, the whole
Do you know
thing.
What they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Annie, oh, whatever dear. You think I'm not doing, oh, please don't do it. Annie, for God's
sake. Do it, Annie.
Oh, come on now. Don't you want Jimmy Gunn to be able to walk?
It's for the best.
I think it's still right.
Almost done. Just one more.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated by denominational differences.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic.
Please.
Scream for your lives. The tingler is losing.
Please.
Scream.
Please.
I like it too, Rob.
It's over here! Help! 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 They got us into the sea! They got us into the sea! The Tinger has been paralyzed by
beam.
The screaming.
Oh, good.
There is no more danger.
Please!
We will now resume the showing of the movie.
Psycho. Syrup down the drain.
Please.
This is the fright break.
Ah.
You hear that sound?
Yes, Castle.
The sound of a heartbeat.
Mother! Frightened. Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
It's beating faster than your heart or slower? This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Seconds.
To allow anyone to leave this theater
Fedda.
Who is too frightened to see the end of the picture.
I am.
I'm out.
10 seconds more and we go into the house.
I just leave. I just
now
wet my pants.
Or never. Five.
I want to leave
because
it sucks.
You're a brave audience.
This
two,
movie sucks.
One.
It just got a lot better.
Super Shamrock or Silver Shamrock?
Super Shamrock, silly.
Are you sure?
Hurry up, kids.
Are you sure?
It's almost time.
Super,
they just
yeah.
sang
yeah.
it.
It's almost time, kids.
You ever see me do ticking. The
be in front of your
the
TV
monkey toy when he plays this?
Watch this? And remember the big giveaway.
Shh.
Don't
watch.
Miss.
And
don't
shh.
Forget to wear your mask.
Shh. Yourself.
The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
What?
Nothing.
Monkey.
We hardly ever get to hear what he says, though.
It's almost time, kids.
Scream!
Carol Ann, you answer your parents or you're going to get a real spanking from the both of us.
She's away from him.
Away from home? Is she all right?
Diane, ask about the light.
Carol Ann? Honey, do you see a light?
Tell her to go to the light.
No!
They'll follow her. They've been following her for weeks. Now tell her.
It's all right. It's all right. Tell her, Carol Ann. Run to the light, Carol Ann. Run as fast as you can.
Tell her the light.
No, honey,
tell
no.
Her between life and death when we're dealing with what is in between. Now tell her before it's too late.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light.
Tell her you're waiting for her.
Mommy is waiting for you in the light. I hate you for that.
Now clear your mind. It knows what scares you. It has from the very beginning. Don't give it any help. It knows too much already.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their midst.
I am Dracula. Oh, it's really good to see you. I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Oops. Odd as it may seem, Max, you and I have something in common. We're both perceived as monsters. But somehow, you're a well-respected monster. And I am, to date, not.
Frankly, I feel that's a bum rap. I'm a businessman. Tough, yes. Shrewd, okay. But that does not make me a monster.
Remember those last few Halloweens getting a little too old for it? Just kind of going through the motions.
Who are these people?
Bing bong, come on, lady, let's
B-movie.
Go.
B-movie.
Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace in there. Come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers?
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Ah! Quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
Stomp, stomp.
Get him to the cellar.
Shoot it! It's a monster!
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Listen. This is an emergency. And it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
Gallons of hissing, spitting human fat melting away to a horrendous, sticky, sickening liquid pouring, boiling down the gutters as they broiled alive.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Better get your costume. We gotta get going.
You have to dress up on Halloween so you can get candy.
Children of the night.
I'm a princess because princesses get the most candy.
What music they make.
toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
Oh, I don't want to be a monster. Monsters are mean and as scary like the ones hiding under my bed.
Go to sleep. I tell you, so a ghost. So,
You like candy?
Yeah. I'm out of good and plenty. It says on the box that there's plenty, but it's never enough.
Do you babies want to know the bestest part of dressing up for Halloween?
Ghosts, spooks, skeletons, kid stuff.
Each precious pumpkin a picture of perfection.
There are no such things as ghosts.
For the rest of your life, you're the pumpkin man.
One of those losers who puts no effort into finding a costume. You know, when I was a kid, we called them Halloweenies.
Exactly. You know why? Because he's a monster.
So far, the only monsters I've seen are you two.
Happy Halloween.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You can't see nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in his paper. Here's the sliding tooth carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her. The doctors managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue.
Maya's taking me to the party? That stupid head of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself. Hey, have you come to sing pumpkin carols? You kid, you're gonna miss all the fun just like last year. Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that kid, Linus. Has the great pumpkin been by? What kid sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night? I could have had candy, apples, and gum, and cookies, and money, and all sorts of things. But no, I had to listen to you. You kid. What a fool I was.
Sometimes that sharky looks right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a sharky? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eye. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red. In spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces.
Academy Award winner Cloris Leachman never smoked a cigar or wore a wart before she made Young Frankenstein, and now you can't keep her away from them. Madeline Kahn was forced to do things in Young Frankenstein that she would never do in her own apartment.
What?
Young Frankenstein is considered by some to be the best motion picture ever made. And this is some signing off.
Rated PG.
Oh!
We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one. One of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
And now we have a pretty one for lonely lovers on a cool, cool night. It's the great Errol Garner classic, Misty.
I will always think of you as play Misty for me.
Right.
Do you get tired of that? I mean, that obviously,
no,
especially
listen, I
DJs.
I love that people remembered it.
You know,
DJs do remember it.
You were so good. You were so realistic as that psycho listener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and especially this when you came to the restaurant and you ruined this lunch with the station manager.
Right.
Oh, God, have I been there.
You know, if this show goes the way I think it's going to, there's no reason in the world why...
Well, isn't this cozy? So this is your business lunch? How's business?
Friend of yours?
Just another trick, honey.
That's enough.
Is that your idea of a dish? My God, she's a little old for you, isn't she? What is this, Be Kind to Senior Citizens Week?
Get out of here.
Not that I mind you being a bastard, but do you have to be such a tasteless bastard? Stop it, you son of a bitch! She could get laid in a lumber camp! Stop it, you son of a bitch! You're hurting me! Stop it, you dirty bastard! Oh, no! Stop it! Stop it! No, 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 no. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. She's nothing. 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 I love you.
Get her out of here, man.
Please.
Where to?
Go.
I did it because I love you. Don't you understand? I love you.
Where to, mister?
Move. No.
Because I love you. Please.
Go, Floyd here. Reminding you to stay tuned this Saturday night for Monster Chiller Horror Theater. We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Slinky, the toy from hell.
Did you see that? That slinky thing? Oh, wasn't that scary? I told you to give you goosebumps with the thing. It's turning right over time after time. Can you believe those things? Eating people up and everything. Be sure to watch this Saturday night. I'm sure you'll have lots of things to scream about. Oh! Saturday night. Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Oh!
Okay. I'm going to start the show now. Here we go.
Delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble. Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show.
And this voice said, Zoom. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance.
Trick or treat, man!
Hey, aren't you a little old for this? You're not even wearing costumes.
Hand over the candy, old dude, and we add your house back to the Stone Age.
Hello! Hello!
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
Nothing.
It's time to summon now the evil spirit.
Right.
Don't miss Young Frankenstein, personally directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks, in black and white. No offense.
No offense.
They're here.
Hi, we're here. We're scary, huh?
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
It's scary.
I know it's going to be scary.
Wasn't that scary, huh?
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? Huh?
You know what I love about Halloween? It's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hobag.
Well, enough of that. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Here we are. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Here it is, our spooktacular.
Very scary.
We do try to have a good Halloween show for you. It's the one time a year we try to have a good show.
Yes, the rest of the time we really don't care.
Today we come to play. We'll have Joe trick-or-treating. It's the return of Victor Anus and Albert Nipple.
All right. Fantastic.
We're going to talk to the Pumpkin Picasso.
Super duper.
Spiewak Industries has got some game called Hollerween.
Hollerween, that involves yelling, I imagine.
Mm, something like that.
Scary yelling? Like screaming?
Yeah. I got a feeling that one may not pan out. We'll give it a try. If not, I always love calling bars in Green Bay.
Ah, yes.
It's the ghost of Lombardi's.
Hello, yes, sir. I'm Vince Lombardi.
Hey, Packer fans. And today, Mike, if we do that, I've got my role. Go ahead. You be Vince.
This is Vince Lombardi. Scared Packer fans?
Hi, Packer fans. It's me, Max McGee. I just fell off my roof.
How are you, Max?
Scared, Vince.
Ooh, it's scary, especially with the Packers winning. Ooh.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Scary.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? All right, so this is it, the Don and Mike Show. Let's see, the phone number 877-365-3636. Right. You heard that. I see that the phones need to be reset, probably because Joe, the phone guy, is out being Joe, the trick or beer guy.
Yeah, but we've got a delightful replacement for him in the back room.
Oh, yeah. Matt, the overbearing Polak, is back.
We have Matt on staff today.
And Matt today is dressed as?
What's your costume?
An ass.
Dressed as an ass.
That's perfect. No, you know, that's the only answer we would have accepted.
Contest winner. Okay, so the phones are being brought up to speed right now. They're logging on the computers. Uh-huh. Let's go to Joe, who is ready for lots of daylight standard fun.
Yeah, we've got daylight this year, which is great.
Uh-huh. Trick or beer. Howdy, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. Joe in his head-to-toe tiger outfit.
Joe did his own face painting. He's to be complimented for that. You did a good job, Joe.
Very nice.
Thanks.
You could be in the cast of Cats.
Yes.
With the job you did today.
Have you ever painted your face before, Joe?
God, probably back in high school for a Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else paint your face?
Shut up, fag.
Robbie.
What did I do?
The tiger has insulted you.
Peter North.
Right. Joe, you're in a neighborhood, a family neighborhood. Is it one with a cul-de-sac?
Yeah. I'm in it looks like a decent neighborhood. It's all BMWs, SUVs, and minivans.
And now, are there any little kiddies out at this early hour? Probably not yet, right, Joe?
No.
And as opposed to previous years, when Joe's been out with his beer cart, a little cooler with wheels, this year he just has a big metal box with a string on it.
And he'll be, he doesn't even have a cooler? I thought he had a cooler, a plastic cooler.
Oh, I saw it, and it looked like something that a homeless person would call, you know, like their home, their living room.
You have room in there for beer, Joe?
Oh, yeah, it's a cooler.
Oh, it's a regular cooler, right?
No wheels, so it drags.
No wheels.
Now, will you be dragging it up to the door or carrying it up to the door?
No, I'm dragging it. I got it on a piece of rope.
Isn't it made of metal, though?
No. It's plastic.
Oh, it's plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a regular cooler. It's a regular cooler.
I was looking at something else, and my apologies. Well, Joe, pull it. Let's hear what's going on.
You know, it was in the back of Joe's car. It could have been anything, Don, if you saw it there.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
A little, yes.
Well, let's make some Halloween magic happen. We don't want to disappoint people like everyone that turned into any radio or TV morning show today.
Oh.
All right.
Go up to a house, please. Yeah, I will be using the Vincent Price please all day today. I'm suddenly addicted to that.
Here we go.
Oh, you can really hear the doorbell clearly.
Outstanding. And it's trick or beer. During today's show, we're going to see how many beers Joe can get.
Somebody coming?
The dogs are barking, and they got decorations and a pumpkin. Hold on. Let me try the knocker.
Release the hounds.
It's a loud bell. I'm sure if they didn't hear the bell, they didn't hear the knocker. But knockers.
The dogs probably have led them to believe you're there. I say move on, Joe.
Move on.
I just noticed they still got their mail in their box, but there's cars in front of the house next door, and they got decorations, too.
Okay. Go to the next house. Please.
Any checks in that mail?
I don't. Not for Buzz. Oh, and this one has a carved pumpkin and everything.
Oh, good.
I hope that last home was covered by one of those fake security things from TV where they give you the coverage that you never really get.
Right.
You know, rather than, oh, my God, has there been a break-in? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, hi, it's the alarm company. Listen, it's windy outside. If this happens again, you're going to have to pay a fine.
Hi, I'm Joe Arvinger from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer.
Not ready yet.
Do you have any beer?
No.
See, I come early and I trick or treat for beer.
Okay, let me. I knew it.
It's the outfit this year
and the charm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And of course, once again, the great blow by blow description of what's going on. You know. Did you get one?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I knew it, Joe. Wonderful. I knew you'd do well with that costume this year.
Very good.
That is a tremendous omen for the rest of the afternoon.
Great start.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't even hear the transaction.
Well, there wasn't exactly a lead up to it. You know, normally it's I'm walking up the stairs, I'm getting to the
I heard him say, I'm Don and Mike. Jimmy.
He actually said, what he said was that he was going, I heard the guy come to the door.
From the Don and Mike Show, I'm looking, I want beer.
He said something like, did he say they didn't have any candy and you said you just wanted beer, right?
He said, no, too early, not yet.
Not ready.
Not too early for the candy and the trick-or-treaters, but you got a beer out of the deal?
Yeah, Bud Light.
A Bud Light.
Bud Light, America's number one beer.
Joe, make sure when you're going up there, tell us what you're doing, because that kind of, we got surprised by that when you came right up to the door and you were successful.
You know what happened is these paws I'm wearing are very slippery, so when you put the cold beer in my hand, it slipped right out.
Did it break the beer? Was it a bottle?
Bottle or can, Joe?
No, it was a can. First time at the Opera Boys.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Joe, you're batting 500 today, although you know what?
Yeah, he's batting 1,000.
Yeah, yes.
As long as there are people at home.
Right.
Now, when he gets rejected, that's when it's one in the L column.
All right, so you're dragging your big cooler. You're dressed as a human tiger with a face cut out.
Yeah, but you know what? I picked a bad door. There's nobody home here.
How does the rest of the neighborhood look like? Any signs of life, Joe?
Oh, yeah. People are pulling. I mean, everybody's getting home from work. And,
right.
But here's a place that's made up. That's got a couple of cars in front of it. Let's see what happens.
Just remember, please do not panic.
How about some play-by-play, Joseph?
Scream for your lives.
Walking up the stairs.
Let's hear the cooler.
It's right here.
Boy, I feel like I'm listening to Vin Scully call a Dodgers game.
Swear to God, if you don't ask, you're not going to find out what he's doing.
All right, I rang the doorbell.
There we go.
Okay, so he's at the doorstep.
The stoop.
Yeah. Stump.
And the doorstep. Anyone inside?
Oh, hi, Joe Oringer from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer. Please? Do you have any wine? No beer?
That's it. Wine coolers.
How about some peas?
There you go. Anything you can.
Anything they could spare.
Mustard.
Stick of butter.
Oh, door in the face.
Oh, I'm so surprised. I really thought Pixie. I thought he'd do so much better.
One and one.
Ouch. I blame that on your lack of personality, Mr. Tiger.
Did you remember to start that exchange with Happy Halloween?
I don't know.
I think that's going to...
Joe, okay, Joe.
I wish you a happy Halloween.
Time to concentrate, Joe. Now tell us what happened.
What happened was she said no, she didn't have any, and she bid me adieu.
Now, can you perhaps describe the woman? What type of lady? You know, that type of thing.
Soccer mom.
Soccer mom.
Would you do her?
Well, Joe, I...
No, not at all.
Okay.
Really?
Gnarly.
Take this failure out of it.
Gnarly.
I don't think we want to go down that road, boys. The authorities might get involved.
How many beers, Joe, for that mom?
10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, say enough. I know his scale, so that tells me what she looked like.
Was she cursed by weight?
No, she was beat with the ugly stick.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Any other signs of life in the neighborhood, Joe?
Where are you at now?
I'm at another door with some cars in front of it.
Very good.
Some decorations. I rang the doorbell and knocked on it. I'm waiting. This suit is hot.
You telling me.
Good.
There you go again.
Especially when you're walking away there, Joe.
And you got nothing, huh?
Shake that tail.
Is it
hard to knock with tiger gloves on?
Not when you use the door knocker, ding dong.
Are you able to grab a smoke in your tiger suit?
Such animosity.
Yeah.
I know, he's a TWA. He's a tiger with attitude.
Yeah, I like it, though. He hands it right back.
I say move to the next house.
I'm moving.
Joe, is the act of actually...
Hi. Oh. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show.
Where, how, what, when?
Trick or treat for beer. You don't have any beer? How about some wine? Oh, okay.
Soft drink?
Condiment?
Mustard? Cheese?
Perhaps
dried pasta,
a personal product,
some pasta,
toothpaste, deodorant.
She's not happy.
Winner over, Joe. This is where you got to be the winning
Joe,
tiger.
Come on, you know you got to go for it.
Joe, come on, turn her on. Do a little show. Do a little tiger show for her.
She was being a bitch.
Was she really mad at you?
Yeah, she was taking pictures of her kids.
Oh, interrupting. She was
Can't really blame her for that, can you?
And you know, Joe, remember, You're not greeting them with, I wish you a happy Halloween.
Be warm and charming.
Okay, I forgot my script.
Once again, we were caught off guard. We're here chatting and all, and we just
He said he was going to the next house, and then he was there.
Where are you at right now, Joe?
I'm going looking for a house with decorations and cars.
How's that looking right now? Have you exhausted this neighborhood yet?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, how you doing? Somebody walking down the street.
Are you going to try any other houses at all?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of houses.
Well, try some houses then where it looks like people might be inside. They don't have to have decorations up.
It's true.
You know, they could be barren.
And, you know, Joe, here's what I would try.
To play along.
Dom was talking about
the... You don't have to have kids to participate in Halloween.
That's Dom was talking about the greeting. I would greet either man or woman with, Happy Halloween, m'lady, or Happy Halloween, m'lord.
I like that.
I think that really might get you off to a good start.
And I think you should break out the British accent.
Absolutely. I think that'll help.
And then a small roar.
Well, I don't think that'll help, though.
Couldn't hurt.
I don't think it'll... Yes, it could.
I'm at a door, and I'm ringing the bell.
We don't want to frighten people.
Thank you for telling us that, Joe.
Any more than they already
See?
Are.
There's some police action out on Montrose Road.
Probably coming to get you.
No, no, they're out there. I think it was an accident.
I saw a tiger. Arrest him.
Really, you're on Montrose Road. You're what, within 6 blocks of where we are?
Ten.
Ten blocks. Ooh.
We gave him a half hour.
What was that? I heard the siren.
Yeah. I told you.
Gave him a half hour to go by the suburbs or something where there's nothing but houses everywhere.
Oh, incidentally, it's Halloween, and may I be the first one to say to the people of Washington, D.C., happy rush hour. It's already begun. I don't even have to hear a traffic report to just say happy rush hour.
Joe, what's happening, Joe? Come on.
I'm moving on to another house.
Then you're forcing my hand as we pay tribute to a friend.
A good friend of the show.
Of the show. Safe home. Will today be Joe's impossible dream?
To dream the impossible dream.
You idiot phone screener, can you do it?
To fight the unbeatable foe.
Can you simply go to someone's house and ask for a beer?
To bear with unbearable sorrow.
Can you tell us when you're at the goddamn door?
Where the brave dare not go.
Put the effort into it. You put it into your chicken sandwich every day.
The unrightable wrong.
Imagine you're doing something right now for Chasey, baby.
Love, you are enchased from afar.
Joe, don't forget, you are like a lost animal yourself.
When your arms are too weary.
The junkies threw you to the curb, Joe. We brought
the
you in.
Unreachable star.
We brought in the retarded dog.
Quest.
It's our quest, Joe.
Oh, that star.
That you do one bit a year.
How hopeless.
And you are hopeless.
No matter how far.
Less than 10 blocks
fight
away.
For the right.
Joe, do this bit right.
Or
I'll break off your arm.
Are you going to give him a second chance?
Of course. We got a four-hour show. It's just with everything that the late Robert Goulet stood for.
That's right. Yes, yes. Showmanship. Preparation. Earth. Dedication to his craft.
Joe, make it happen. It's your time to shine. It's your impossible dream, Joe. Joe?
Yes.
Ah, it's a dream.
It is a dream.
The world.
Be better for this.
Be better for Artinger.
That when one Joe.
Then covered with scars.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Still strove.
In his tiger suit.
Last ounce of courage.
That's true. That's you, Joe.
Not courage.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer.
No need to say my lord.
You have a beer?
He's at someone's house.
Happy Halloween, my lady.
He's in the moment.
I'm trick or treating for beer today.
Oh,
how about some wine? Some cheese?
I'll take anything you have, ma'am.
Cheese? Cereal.
Cereal.
Hi, dog.
Ask
they have a beautiful dog.
There you go. Look, he's starting to charm.
Like bunnies.
Hi.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
No, thank you. Have a Don and Mike show.
What happened?
Joe, what happened there?
I lost my right hand.
Oh, come on.
Is there any...
What are those big black dogs? Rottweilers?
Yes, yes, they
are. Is there any way you can let us know...
That was the sound of a Rottweiler almost eating my cell phone.
Is there a chance you let us know just when you're coming up to the door so we won't be surprised again? Hello?
Right, I'm coming up to a door.
Coming up okay. to a door.
Okay. The impossible dream.
Robert Goulet. Safe home.
Joe.
Almost there?
Yeah, hey, ghoul.
Joey.
Yes.
Where are you at, my friend?
I'm at a door. I'm. Oh, hi, Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween. Trick or Treat for beer. Do you have any beer? Hold on. They closed the door, my friend. Hi, Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show for beer. Have you any beer?
No, no beer. Candy, sorry.
How about some wine? A slice of cheese? Aspirin? Okay.
Sorry. Too many dogs.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, actually, hold on. We have one.
Oh, yay.
Isn't that nice that the lady has energy?
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
Good ideas.
What'd you get?
Another Bud Light.
Hey, very good success.
Third of a I know it's going to be scary.
Miracle.
So you got two cans now.
Yes, I have two cans of Bud Light.
And did he get any other stuff?
No, no other stuff.
Okay.
Joe, I would advise you to turn on the charm a little bit when you get up to that front door.
Make friends.
You know, say, hey, I'm Joe the Friendly Tiger. And when they rebuff you on beer, go to wine. And then immediately, you know, aspirin, X-Lax.
And throw in the Lord or Milady there. Really, that'll add a nice little touch to it. Charming.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe mention you're homeless.
That'll make people shut the door.
Scare them more than they already
We
are.
Don't want to frighten them.
I'm recently homeless.
We just want to make some memories.
That's right.
How about this?
You want to make fun, you only make some memories.
I'm a recent parolee.
I'm an RSO. I'm a registered sex offender. No, we've tried that before.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work well. Weren't we told to stop that?
Well, Joe, our Halloween bag is full of little bars of disappointment, so thank you.
Hold on, I'm at another door.
You are? Thank you for telling us.
I'm ringing the bell.
I thought you were leaving the neighborhood.
Good.
No, I got one. There's one more house with pumpkin on the...
Remember, my lord, my lady.
Hello, my lady. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer. Do you have any beer?
Turn on the charm, Joe.
It's a lovely day today.
How do you like my tiger suit?
There you go.
How do you like my tiger suit?
Tell her she's pretty.
Well, Rob, that's going to scare them away. Will scare them away if you say they're pretty.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Rob's trying to sabotage Joe.
Not really.
Hold on. Something's coming.
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm waiting kindly at the door
for
a beautiful day.
What would be happening right now?
What are you waiting
for?
They're getting me something. Maybe a loaded shotgun. Something. I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Again, the impossible dream.
Be a surprise.
I don't know.
A Halloween surprise.
I don't know if they're getting me anything or not.
You know, Joe, I want to light a fire under you. I want you to realize that Matt the Pollock is here today. Oh, hold on.
Oh, dear. There's somebody warming up in the bullpen. Don is just, the manager, ladies and gentlemen, has just called out to the bullpen. Right now is stretching his arm out.
Get me the pushy Jew. Someone warm up the pushy Jew.
Oh, let me see him. Stand up so I can see your face, boy. There's the grin. There's the grin ear to ear. He couldn't stay away.
Joe?
Yes.
What's happening? We're still waiting?
Yeah.
Door's still open.
Yes. And there's a ballerina and a Harry Potter running around.
Oh, so they got some kids getting ready to trick-or-treat.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
What do you get?
Oh, thank you so much, and happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Have a great Halloween, guys.
You idiot.
Let's just wait.
I got
I got two beers there, you.
Wow. What kind of beers, Joe?
I got two bottles of Sam Adams.
I think
don't break them.
The only thing that should satisfy you is a case. You should get a case of beer today.
All right, someone call the bullpen and tell the pushy Jew to have a seat. But for now, we're going to stick with the retarded left-hander.
No activity out in the Don and Mike bullpen right now.
Not yet. They're staying with Scatterball Artinger.
Just a couple of beers short of a six-pack.
All right,
so that was a big win, and I think it worked because he said m'lady.
The total number of beers thus far is four, correct?
Yes, right. Four beers. Got two at one house. That's, you know, who knows? Maybe he might get even lucky at some house and get a six-pack.
Wow. Last year, he was a total disappointment. Didn't he only get, like, maybe one beer?
Yeah, so. Last year, he terrorized the neighborhood. It was not good.
Last year, we did it on October 32nd.
Oh, that's right.
And also last year, if we all remember, I was crashing towards my nervous breakdown. Coming up on the anniversary of that.
Yeah, I don't like to talk
scared
about it.
Scared kids.
Yeah, that's right. At any moment,
scary.
Scared.
Now, you know what we planned, right?
Joe,
this
fine.
Year?
Why, Mike?
This is the year I get to have mine.
Joe, go find yourself a neighborhood, my friend.
Yeah, I've exhausted this one. I'm going to go to single family homes that are probably about a mile or so away.
Very good, Joe.
All right, we'll chat with you later.
Excellent.
Joe.
Wonderful.
Right, bye-bye.
Good start.
Excellent job.
Great start.
Mediocre job. Thank you.
Sure.
There he goes.
Please do not panic, Joe. That's one thing he will never do is panic. I don't see panic in that boy.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? Please. Go to the house a mile away.
All right, well, when we come
someplace
back,
you've never been.
I think we should discuss Halloween issues.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, I do consider myself to be somewhat of a candy snob.
You are.
When it comes to Halloween.
That's right.
And I hope you all live up to those standards. And remember, I'll just tell you this. Mm-hmm. You can't spell funeral without fun. Leave that to you on a Halloween.
Makes me think of fun size.
Something happened today. We'll be right back. I mean, nothing. Well, obviously something happened to somebody because it involved a funeral.
Yes.
But I found it odd.
Okay. Ooh, you know what I call that?
What?
A good tease.
Scared?
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Please tease me.
They're here.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Okay, really, gracias.
Gracias.
Mommy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.